可以记得下来吗？好 ，conventional bodhicitta has two aspects: wishing bodhicitta and engaging bodhicitta。那么世俗菩提心呢，又分为两个层面，第一个是叫愿菩提心，第二个叫行菩提心。wishing bodhicitta 啊，是愿菩提心，我们希望能够赶快的成就，去利益众生，这是一种愿。但是你要怎么样的能够去圆满这个愿，去达到这个目的，那么就要透过 engaging bodhicitta， 要透过行菩提心的这个过程跟这个做法，才能够达到那个目的。所以呢，在下面讲说，这个 first atisha develop an attitude that cherishes others more than himself， 这个什么？这个是愿菩提心，他看其他的众生远胜于他自己。He completely set aside his own selfish goals and spontaneously and energetically took responsibility to work for the goals of others。这个是愿菩提心的这部分。好，下面呢 ，wishing bodhicitta is the powerful wish to attain enlightenment purely for the benefit of other sentient beings。这是一种非这个愿菩提心呢，是一种很强烈的一种心态、心愿，希望自己能够赶快成就，目的是在利益其他的众生。好 ，but merely wishing for enlightenment will not achieve it. Spurred on by that wish, Atisha actually began to undertake activities for the benefit of other sentient beings. 下面讲的就是有关于行菩提心的这个内容了。The principal actions of the Bodhicitta are the six perfections, 六度。我们平常讲六度万行的，这个行菩提心的主要的内容啊，